Cowboys butts drive me nuts. Crush and Hulk and Harry Carey.
You know, you get it every day. Oh, yeah. The wham bam, thank you, ma'am.
That's why you get punched in the nard.
You know, just finding a stick and having a good time.
You kept beating the dead horse.
Scrawny little white guys.
On the base!
Like the shortest ripped jean shorts. Like just way up there. Dopey bumbling bass player.
So the demon?
Yes. You know, the amazing blind technician.
So yay, we'll send you some stickers.
Gave me a preview taste of what you got.
Not a huge one.
Kevin and I are plowing.
It just grew.
Sticking it right in there.
In association with the Shining Wizards Network, Gorilla Brain Wrestling Podcast presents Rogue Day Tots. I am Al Day, Tropic Al, the Puka Pimp, you know, all these different names. And Kevin is not here, as you can tell. We had some schedule conflicts this week. It's one of those seasons in life where we're extremely, extremely busy. But I'm joined here by the third leg, if you will. You know, the power one. Oh, yeah. Of Gorilla Brain. Yeah. Duke Bags. Duke, how are you, brother?
I'm doing good, man. What's Kevin's excuse this time?
I can't remember. There was something. I know they've got some stuff. They've got a trip planned. I know J-Bo's kids is graduating this time. And I believe there was some trips and stuff planned that, you know, being the good brother that he is, he's not getting a tattoo this time. I don't think he's got an appointment until June with KT again. So I've got to get to drawing his tiger, his Joe Exotic style tiger, if you will.
Well, June's coming up quick.
Drop yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, I've got the layout already done. I've just got to get the clothes on this tiger. Like, I've got a couple variations. I'm going to show him like a serious one, and this is what you should get. I'll send it to KT.
Nice.
Send it to KT and Molly. You know, that way they can just, yes, give him this tattoo.
But, yeah, I wouldn't think that he would turn down something that you drew up.
Well, he did. So we've got one in the works. He wanted a clock tattoo with the time 9:35 and like have something tied like it's both a clock, but in military time, like the PM version is 21:35. If you've been around Kevin's Sorry Wrestling takes, you'll know that that's tied to Bob Backlund somehow. So I did him a clock with like the ring, like Backlund timepieces at 9:35, but I also drew like the silhouette of the sheep with Backlund in the camel clutch. He said, we're gonna have to edit that part out, right?
That's a nice touch.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But no, it's good to have you here again. This is the third time, like the three times, because you did one with Kevin and I back in the Hasbro days.
Oh yeah,
and then we had to do one similar to this. So it's good to have the reigning, like nearly 10,000 day champion once again gracing our presence.
Nice to join you again. Looking forward to, you know, kicking some sacks off the lawn. And you're telling me we got a special mission we're going to get to a little bit later. So that should be fun.
Yeah. We try to keep it moving. And if you notice a trend, anytime I have Duke on here, now that we've started the question, typically they revolve around some form of music. Well, today the mission's going to revolve around some music. So, but we'll get into that first. We've got to address the lawn care needs with a little get off my lawn. Now, I've had a theme going the past several weeks of the text of political opinion polls. Now these guys are not only flooding my mailbox with flyers and things like that. It's like, hey, you know, you could spend this money, like, I don't know, on something useful other than flyers that everybody has to throw away to say, why vote for this guy, not this guy, and then vice versa, and your opponents, and then take out this guy, take out that guy. Like, we don't need them for the state of Alabama. I don't care. If any of you at this level that are mailing out all this stuff legitimately cared, you know, it might make a difference, but no, you don't. You're all about your agendas. all of you sad sacks can get off the lawn. And that goes for your staffers who make all the blasted phone calls. So I've been working over a month trying to get us some stickers ordered. Get our first ever Year of Duke and Rogue stickers ordered so we can give them out to masses. Like the official ones. I've been trying to do this with people, and they've been calling. Well, I don't get signal at my work every day, dude. Every day. I delete, 20 plus voicemails at least from these, like calling about, we would need your opinion on James Lomax. What about Mo Brooks? He is for Alabama. You know, how about Zig? He's trying to prevent the solar data farms from coming to Alabama, destroying farmland and affecting, water, all this different stuff. I don't care. I really don't care. Like, it's one of these things that this is the, your selling points, and you're just blowing up people's phones, and we can't get the communications that we need from the sticker providers to advance Gorilla Brain. That gets you kicked right off the lawn. If I could find you and just slap you, like slap you to pieces, that kind of thing, like Charlie Kelly on the Nightman Cometh, I am going to slap you into tiny little pieces. That's what I want to do to these people calling my phone, blowing it up every day, because I can't get the messages from Stacia and Haley on the quotes of, hey, if we order 100 stickers, if we order 50 stickers, what are they going to be? Trying to get stickers for Year of Duke and Rogue, Tots, Gorilla Brain, Bunt Force Pod, all this ordered. And you're preventing that.
Oh, man.
Stop it.
That's terrible. That's, well, first of all, that kind of volume is harassment, I think.
Yeah.
You get it every day. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But on top of that, it's getting in the way of stickers for our shows. That doubly deserves to be kicked off the lawn.
You're not only hurting me, you're hurting everybody else that could have enjoyed the stickers. I'm really anxious to see. They've sent me some sample stuff. Like, they do some really cool textures and things. So I am, in all seriousness, very anxious. Once we get these ordered, I know we'll be broadcasting it out, putting it on the onlines, as the young people say. I was driving into work the other day, and Kevin enjoyed this car, but there's a guy in front of me in a Toyota Prius, and he has like fake rocket ship boosters on the back of his car, and he had that loud like muffler and everything like that he added to it to make it. I know, as I'm scanning in, the guy that's doing the scanning is just looking at that car, shaking his head. I'm like, yeah, right? He's like, yeah, it's an odd cat. But he turned his little Toyota Prius into a spaceship. That guy can just get off my lawn. I sent Kevin a picture of it. It was just, look, we let you out of the house. That was our mistake. You should go back home. Just stay there. These NASA guys, they're something else. That was one. Just drivers in general, like, there's slowly a front runner approaching the Audi status here in Huntsville, because I've been getting cut off repeatedly by Lexus, especially the SUV. Like, they don't see a giant, like, Trail Boss black truck in broad daylight. They just cut over in front of me, and then they look at me like I'm the idiot when I'm like, I hit the horn like, hey, I'm driving here. Like, I'm not excessively driving or anything. They're just wanting to take off my front bumper. For that, I say, the Lexus, you're approaching Audi status. You're not there. The Audis are still the worst. But those Lexus drivers, like, because it's been four this week. Like, oh, the days that I've went to pick up Owen at his school, four different times. Lexus SUVs every time. There's a white one, a green one, a black one, and a silver. I would love to have an older truck and just, like, I want to take care of this one, but if I had the old beater, like the late 80s, early 90s, that was just a tank, okay, come over here and see what this gets you. It's like, yeah. I'm going to wipe this off and then just drive away.
Man, that's kind of a common theme. You seem to be the invisible man out there in the world.
I just existing, it seems like, you know, people like I get run into all the time. Like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see you there. How?
And even when you're in your store,
I have a tie-dyed shirt on right now. I have a yellow and orange, and like it's got like a purple hue tie-dyed shirt on right now. I was at Sam's earlier, I was telling you about. And a lady almost backs over me, like with her, like she's turned around looking and just like, oh, I didn't see you there. How? Like, I'm not in front of a service. I'm not wearing camouflage or anything. Like, I stand out.
Right.
I'm just trying to get some strawberries for the party, man. Lastly, Kevin, and you know who you are, Kevin. Like, I'm just going to say, you know who you are. With your bad wrestling takes, and you trade the Subaru with the gold rims for a Jeep to try to be manly. You're not pulling anybody, buddy. I saw your bumper sticker. All right, it's like
what's his bumper sticker say?
Cowboys butts drive me nuts. You know that's the one.
Classic.
Yeah, but no, it's a light lawn for. Usual. I've tried to be more mellow. It's not always working. The last one I will say is the ones that at our office, when you mess up at your job and then just expect us to pull you out of the fire every time, but that can get off the lawn. Like every time that I've had to interact with these particular individuals, and I won't go into great detail, if I need something from them, it's like, oh, well, we'll never, sorry. You should have got on our schedule. But then you just throw your stuff over at our building. Like, hey, you got to get it done. Figure it out. Like, we have a full schedule already. This is extra. Mm. And then it's just like, well, you gotta help them out. We can't turn them away. We can't do this. Like that whole scenario of piss poor planning on your part should not constitute an emergency on mine. How about that? Those people. Proceed to exit from the grass in front of my home. Like, it is manicured. It is lovely. Proceed to leave.
Yeah, it's a worthy addition to the lawn for sure.
But that's it. That's, yeah, that is the last of them. Again, light lawn, mainly Kevin, you know, in his manly Jeep with my air quotes here.
Man, he's always like talking up the Subaru too. That was kind of a strange move.
He did say that if he could ever get like two cars that he could have ever got, the Subaru Baja and that Jeep Gladiator, like that was the two that if he could find it for the right deal, no questions asked, would get it. He happened to find the Jeep Gladiator for the right deal. So. Mm.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the Subaru. I've had a couple of them. Great during the winter time here. I do got a couple of vehicles to kick off the lawn.
All right.
So both my Harley and my Ford Econoline van get right off the lawn. No, I prefer that they like start and like leave my driveway, right? But that's the problem. Is neither of them want to start or keep running with any reliability.
Yeah, they're not cooperating. Whatsoever.
No, they, with both of them, they're having a tough time starting. And also with both of them, once you get going, you don't know if it's going to stall out or not. So, I mean, I guess that's what you get for getting kind of older vehicles, taking a gamble. Got the van in, getting worked on right now, and the Harley's next. But, I mean, I get an extra job, right? I save up, I get these fun things, and I, you know. I got one trip out of the van, so I'm happy about that. But
you were on the news.
Right, that was quite the trip. So, you know, vehicles that don't want to, you know, turn over and drive off of my lawn, I guess I'll just kick them off the lawn for now.
Working.
Right. This guy, my cat... Noodle, he can get right off the lawn. Here's why. He begs for food all day. And me, like a sucker, I give it to him. Well, he'll eat until he pukes. He's one of these cats. And it's always right on the carpet.
Of course.
You know, I got tile, I got wood, I got different, more cleanable surfaces, but he always shoots for the carpet. And I, like, part of me can kind of understand it, because I used to have that problem with alcohol, where I would just keep after it until I got sick. I mean, I kind of feel like I'm part of the culprit, because I'm the one who's feeding him. But man, quit begging for food when you're full.
Yeah.
And then quit puking on my carpet, man.
Have you thought of renaming this cat to Draws? Just curious.
Well, that's not bad. I'm gonna try it out.
Yeah.
See how he likes it. Yeah, so the cat, I love him, but I mean,
well, he can get out. It was gonna be a little dark and be like, you know, and if he doesn't cooperate, you D'Lo Brown him.
It's too soon.
Watch my Timberwolves get embarrassed last night. And this applies with wrestling or sports, but having to have three different subscriptions just to watch the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like, it's starting to apply to everything, but it's getting to be kind of ridiculous, man. These used to always be on ABC and NBC and Fox and CBS. It's like, all of them. It doesn't seem like it was that long ago either. Now you got to pay to play for everything.
Yeah, it's such a ridiculous thing. I know one of the guys at work, I've mentioned him on the show, John Harris, who has one of the most vivid and entertaining divorce stories. He's got a cancer story that you feel like, you know, like, yeah, there's no way you can laugh at a cancer story, but him telling his is quite entertaining.
Hmm.
He'll just tell you, you know, your rectum is not waterproof, right? And they say you need more rectal contrast. You know what they do? They take a, like, it looks like a caulking gun, and just, you hear the ratcheting as it's going in. He said, and you're not going to make it to the toilet when they get done with their imaging. All right, sir, you can go to the toilet over there. He said, you're not going to make it. It's going to leak. I guarantee it's not waterproof. But yeah, John was lamenting to me. He said, you know, I got to cancel cable. He said, it's getting ridiculous. He said, and there ain't anything to watch. He said, you got to have a streaming service for everything. He said, I haven't turned on wrestling in forever. But the other night, he said, I'll turn on Monday Night Raw. I didn't know you needed Netflix now to watch Monday Night Raw, which, yeah, it's been that way for a minute now. He's like, that's ridiculous. Another service just to watch a show? He said, I hope they're making their money. I said, well, I said, the product, they're letting AI ride it. There's a lot of questions surrounding the wrestling world as we speak. It doesn't have the heart anymore. It's just kind of, all right, here's the story. Just blah. And there you go. And he said, well, I'm glad I couldn't turn it on then. So yeah, the streaming services, I completely get, because I do miss growing up in Braves country. I miss the TBS days. Like, if you had TBS, you could watch the Braves every game. Not anymore. I don't think I get Braves games. I think I'm in a blackout area for some of these things. Like, unless they're the main lineup for the week, I have to really search to find it. That's the only reason I have live TV, is for some live sporting events. Otherwise, I would not. I would cancel that in a heartbeat with the Hulu live TV. But
Yeah, it's getting kind of ridiculous. It's like, it's tempting to get one of those, like, I probably shouldn't be talking about this, but
allegedly, you say allegedly, it never happens, right? Yeah, allegedly get one of those.
Allegedly be, you know, it's tempting to get one of those, you know, prison break sticks.
Yeah, yeah.
Where you get everything for a low, low price, you know?
Yeah, allegedly.
Because I mean, it's like $100 a month on just to watch shows. You know, it's a bit much.
Yeah, it's insane right now. It is so much, and the fact that the quality. I mean, I know you were pulling for the Wolves last night, which, you know, much to your chagrin, it wasn't a good outing, to say the least.
No, they couldn't buy a bucket.
Yeah, that happens. But it's one of those things, though, that at least you have this in your back pocket. If it's a QR code to scan, you could probably make it work, unlike another co-host. So there is that.
I'm happy to report that I did make it work.
Nice.
They gave me the QR code, and I was able to successfully watch my program. So didn't Kevin miss a show because of that?
It was one of the first premium live events that was. It wasn't streaming on Peacock anymore. I guess the ESPN app.
Has he not heard of a QR code?
Well, he went to scan the QR code, and it's like, you know, you're all set. Enjoy your show. Like, he thought he had the right subscription. And then he went to watch it, and it's like, you need to update your subscription. Scan the QR code. So he scans the QR code. You're all set. You know, enjoy your show, like, kind of thing. So he went to go watch it, and then, you know, it's an infinite loop. And then Molly comes in the first time, scans the QR code, updates the app. Here you go, Kevin. And just, I feel like mic drop walks out of the room on him. That's why you get punched in the nards on the Wizard so often, Kevin. That's why.
Oh, man. All right. Well, I got just kind of one more thing. Kick off the line. Just kind of sports in general.
Yeah.
All right. In the past few days, both of my local teams, the Wild and the Wolves, have been eliminated from the playoffs. And this is nothing new. Like, we're lucky if we get to the playoffs and, you know, we never make it too far. But something happens when you're, like, dedicated to a team. I don't know if this happens to you, Al. But I lose interest, like, in the rest of the playoffs.
Yeah.
After my teams are out. You know, like, I just got this Amazon Prime subscription. I might as well get rid of it.
Yeah.
That's just kind of that's the nature of the beast, being a sports fan.
It stings, you know, when, especially if you had hopes. And again, not saying you were just coming in like, man, we're taking it. This is our year. Like, constantly just like, hey, excited to be in the playoffs. And then you're dashed against the rocks. They were playing the Spurs, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. They got a Nephilim on that team.
Yeah, that's. But yeah, just being a sports fan sometimes can get right off the line. Outside of that, man, I mean, life's pretty good. I think that's about all I got for
all right.
Kicking off the line for today.
Well, it's mainly Kevin, political opinion calls, Lexus's, Duke's cars that aren't cooperating, these sports teams and subscriptions, you know, all this stuff. Yeah. Proceed to the exit off the grass, you know, down the street, behave yourself, like Duke's cars, like, you know, the Harley and the van, you know, start cooperating or he's going to sick noodle on you. Draws, you know, as I'm going to call this cat from now on. But, well, that is get off the lawn again. I'm trying to be less fiery, get the dander up a little less than I have in the past. Just trying to, you know, mellow out. We're getting older now. I want to stick around. Like, the kid's having the birthday party today, and I'd like to see a few more of those. So.
Right. Don't want to get your blood pressure up too high. But I was kind of thinking, man, maybe they really value, maybe you have a very important opinion, right? If you're getting bothered so much, or is everybody else getting this stuff too?
I don't know. Like, I think, and I made the mistake of like blocking the number. Because it's like you're getting these, so now it's like we're going to full court press you. Because I'm pretty sure even the opponents, they're probably coming from the same place, like either the same call centers or the same, you know, text threads. Like, all right, yeah. Like, they're getting these messages through, and I just don't want to see them flooding my inbox. So I'm like blocking the number and everything. Well, it's like you get 10 more to replace it. It's my aunt that was a beautician. For years, it was always like, if you got a gray hair, don't pull it out. Two more grow in its place. So, well, we'll get to the question, our loaded question sorts. Again, this is the one that I blindly ask you, Kevin, or anyone else that's on this show. And one of the fun ones, since we're going to be reflecting back on some music in the next segment, I decided to do, what's something you remember the kids today will never know? Like, my son one of the things that he'll never know, as far as I'm concerned, collect calling. I remember when that was such a big deal that they had 1-800-COLLECT, they had the 1010-321, all that kind of stuff that you could save money on collect calling. And then they had the commercial where the guy's calling collect to the family. And it's like, first name Bob, last name, we got a baby, it's a boy.
You know? I remember that. Yep.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I was like, they won't know. But then I got to thinking about it. It's like, man, I know kids like that we hire at work that have never seen a cassette tape. But they're like, what is that?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm flabbergasted. Like anybody with a birth year of two that's in the profession that I'm in, like you need to sit over there. I need a minute before I deal with you.
Yeah, a lot of these shows that Kevin and I have been reviewing on the year of, the sponsors are different collect call companies.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be 1-800-220 or collect, or you know, a few of the other ones you mentioned.
Yeah.
Shoot, I'm trying to think of when cassettes went the way of the dodo. Is like early 2000s probably.
Yeah.
Video stores.
Yeah.
That's a big one. Yeah, Kevin and I actually we spent a lot of time at the video store down the street. And that was kind of the place to be before everything was just available. You know.
I've seen the said video store though. That's the video store where Duke and I used to go to. And then we were driving through the tour. This is the other video store, you know, that you might go to, but the main one's over here.
It was a big deal back in the day. Yeah, I mean, I got a couple of brothers who are just finishing up high school, and you know, they've never had to have a physical piece of media, really.
Yeah.
It's been kind of a trip living this timeline, you know, experiencing the change on this grand of a scale.
Yeah. I still remember, and I'll say this. So what was your first music media? We're going to tie it back to music here. Like, what was the first thing that you saw, like, as a kid? I assume with the era, I caught the very edge, like the last edge, because my folks had one of the 8-track. I remember we had a vehicle with an 8-track player. And then the cassettes, like, we had vinyl as well. Like, they're older vinyl and stuff. But, like, I remember the 8-tracks. We had the Beach Boys, the Sounds of Summer. That was one of the things that when we were playing in the house, my mom would just put in to the 8-track player and just kind of blast through the house so we could be singing and dancing to the Beach Boys as we're cleaning or whatever like that, you know. And this is, I was younger than Owen at that time. So
that's some timeless stuff, that Beach Boys.
Yeah, good stuff all around.
Yeah.
I was curious if it was cassette or if, like, you had some 8-track experience or anything like that.
Actually, my first experience, and I was happy to see that they have these for the new generation. You remember those old toy records?
Yeah.
That you'd plunk down?
Yeah.
And it would play, you know, Ring Around the Rosie or something like that?
Oh, yeah.
That was probably my first
nice
media experience that I remember, but I don't recall any 8-tracks, but loads of cassettes.
Oh, yeah.
I still have loads of cassettes, to be honest, but I, you know, I'm running out of places to put them.
Yeah.
You know, I think I got a cassette player in one of my vehicles.
Well, that goes into, like, the video store, though, like, a CD aisle. They're gone now. Like, there used to be rows and rows of CDs.
Mm-hmm.
VHS, DVDs. Like, I mean, I remember the cassettes in, like, your, I know now, like, the FYE was the last, I guess, bastion of, like, a CD selection other than just your vintage stores now that are reselling stuff. And, you know, but I still remember, like, you had rows and rows of CDs, DVDs, VHS tapes, all that. I remember, well, VHS tapes, that's one of the things. The old Disney movies had the clamshell things that apparently are worth a fortune now. They're in good shape.
Like, oh, yeah.
Collectors want those desperately.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I remember making, like, mixtapes, you know?
Oh, yeah.
mixtapes off the radio, and then when Napster and stuff like that came around, you know, making mixes on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of interesting these days. Like, you get a barrage of ads whenever you listen to or consume anything.
Yep.
Like, I put I guess the modern day mixtape is like throwing together a playlist and sending it to somebody.
Yep.
But it's not the same when you got to listen to an ad in between every song, you know?
No, it was, I still remember the world of making the mix CDs and things like that. I remember the first, my first vehicle had the cassette player and getting the Sony Discman with the anti-skip technology that really did not work. But having from the floorboard, like the mount that would hold the Discman in, and then you had the auxiliary cables that plugged into a cassette that you fed in there, and you could listen to your CDs in your car until you got your own CD player. Like, I remember those things. We had to make it work to get the new technology. But I still remember the first CDs I saw. We lived beside the church and across the road, a younger couple there at the church. JJ had a CD player, and Salt and Pepper, the Push It album, like that. That album was the first CD that I saw in my life that she had it. She was the Exalted Pepper fan.
So,
yeah.
Big musical guest at Mania 11.
Yeah. Could live without it, but you know, hey.
I can't think of the first CD that I seen, but yeah, even like computers these days, I imagine some new cars probably don't even come with CD players.
They don't. Mine does not. Like, it's a 22 model, and it has no disc whatsoever. It's all auxiliary. You can hook up to your satellite radio or have your phone plugged in. That's it.
Yeah, that's a good one, because physical media is a whole kind of chapter of our lives that isn't, you know, like you said, anybody who's born with it, you know, in the 2000s hasn't really needed it.
Yeah. Magazines and newspapers, that's another one. Like the old wrestling magazines, I was so excited to get those from the store.
And, oh, yeah.
Like, WWF the magazine, which has long since been gone. Like, that I'd go, like, the newsstand, let's see what's happening. You know, mm-hmm. In the Attitude Era, let's see if they have any posters that are worth buying this magazine for. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I used to get the PWIs. I think they still put those out when they do the, you know, the 500 and whatnot. But
you can get a physical, like, it's a pain in the butt. You can get the digital subscription pretty easily, but the physical subscription for PWI, I had it for a couple of years here at this house. It's kind of a pain in the butt. It's a bit of a rigmarole to get it where, all right, I just want the physical copies because I'd like to see this in hand.
Right. Yeah, I guess maps, that's kind of another thing.
Yeah.
It's like we're a part of a few different generations, you know.
Yes. Yeah, we were I guess the where we fall into the millennial campaign of sorts. I said we still had enough Gen X influence, like the playing outside and all these things, and different things, life without cell phones whatsoever. I still remember my mom's first cell phone. Like, you could murder a guy with this thing. Like, it was such a brick. And I had the little flip thing that you had to be careful with because they would snap right off if you weren't careful. I had the antenna that you...
The antenna deal, yep. Man, it's kind of impossible to... Well, it's not impossible to fantasy book this, but I'm glad that I didn't have a phone growing up.
Yeah, me too.
And parents these days, a lot of them feel, you know, like it's a requirement. Like, the world's gotten, and maybe the world has gotten that much more dangerous in the past 20, 30 years, but different times, you know.
Yeah.
I do value the time where I grew up, you know, with the video stores, without, you know, instant access to everything. And like you mentioned, playing outside with the, you know, just finding a stick and having a good time.
Using that imagination thing. Yeah, I still remember vividly. My dad had a parts store at the Rosalie Plaza, and Mike's Video Store. That's what we called it. It was, I forgot what the actual name was. Everybody called it Mike's. Like, it was beside Greg's, the service station. Greg's, Mike's.
Couple of brothers, or?
Yeah. Well, no, they weren't. Greg is actually my cousin. At the end of it, there was Ronnie's Auto Parts, you know. Greg's, Mike's, Ronnie's Auto Parts.
friendly neighborhood stop there.
Yeah, there was all sorts of stuff in that plaza. There was at one time a pawn shop. There was like one of these like bargain type stores where before most of the bargain stores we see now, like where people would go and find stuff on discount and just buy it all up and then resell it, that kind of thing. And then my grandparents' car lot and slash like fruit stand and like in vegetable stand was across the road. So Highway 71, Rosalie, Alabama. There you go. we were implanted there. But no, it's one of those things that I look back fondly on because, you know, we didn't know the life that we were missing. So we had more fun, you know, in the moment. We've been trying to do that more with Owen, where when we get home, just to appreciate the little things, like, hey, we're going to put our phones down. We're going to be focused in on us and let's play. Let's do some things. So like, let's make some core memories here other than looking at Dad. He's on his phone right now. Because I do feel guilty when he's like, Dad. And I'm trying to like, read something. I'm like, ah, crap, I got to put this down. like, But anyway, we will proceed from there. That's always the fun thing with these questions, though. Like, I like to take the, you know, especially from growing up, these type of memories and, you know, really reflect and relive that because I've got so many of those on here between the TV shows we grew up with, music we grew up with. I mean, I still remember my first cassette tape that I actually bought was from that pawn shop. Because I bought a stereo. My brother got a CD player for his birthday, and I saved my money and wanted to buy a TV. Well, I wanted a CD player, too, because, you know, I can't have my... They didn't have another CD player that was in my price range, but they had a radio with a cassette player and a TV. Duke, this TV was maybe a 4-inch screen, if you call it that. But I was hot stuff, because I've got a radio with a TV on it.
Oh, is that All one appliance?
Yeah, all one appliance.
Oh, man.
Radio.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. So things today, kids will never understand that my first boombox, I had Will Smith and DJ Jazzy Jeff, the Summertime album. That was my cassette tape that I bought from the pawn store. And then the second tape that I bought was White Lion's Greatest Hits. So there you go.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think I had a Boys to Men tape back in the day.
Yeah.
It's I know we're moving on, but it's interesting you bring up that, you know, I bet you would have a hard time seeing anything in that screen today, just the way that we've been kind of conditioned.
Oh yeah.
But Kevin and I talk about this all the time, how like, you know, he would bring his TV outside. Because there's those UHF channels that, like, I don't think I would have the patience to watch today, but that's how I watched Superstars, you know? Yeah. So I think all around our imaginations worked better, you know? I mean, that's just by necessity when you, you know, when you...
I'm looking, you know, right just, now at a 40-inch and a 46-inch, which is small by today's standards, but the TV's in my room right here. 40-inch. I remember when we were hot stuff because we got the new 27-inch TV. Like, oh man, we're going to see everything on this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
That's outrageous.
Yeah, times have changed. It's just, it's something else. But we will move on. Instead of the regular mission where we look at some Jack figures, and I went back and forth with this as, you know, we were kind of planning to record the episode. And I was like, man, we haven't fantasy booked anything in a long time. And I know some of these, like Super 7 and things, are coming out with But I decided we're going to book three apiece. Like we're going to fantasy book maybe, you know, a little bit longer than 7 minutes, but not too terribly long. But we'll give our description. We're going to fantasy book a musician big line, so to speak. Like a people like in the music industry that we would like to see in big form. And again, I know Super 7, I think they had like the G.I. Joe, like the 3-inch version of, I think, Lemmy and Cliff Burton. And there's been some McFarlane, you know, like statue-esque type things, a Metallica, Kiss and stuff. But I want us to, at one point I thought, you know, we should book the WrestleMania guest as the big line. But I was like, no, why limit ourselves? We could really have some fun with this. Any musician, any era, any, like it could be from a movie, anything like that. Like you want to book the Lone Rangers, you know, that's acceptable. If you need Pip as an action figure, you know, you could have the Chase version of Pip on the couch where he has to cover up the monster with the boggin.
Oh man, I didn't know we could include the Lone Rangers or other fictional bands.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's all sorts of things. Like, do you want to kick it off or you want me to? Because I've got some ideas here.
I got some ideas, too.
Yeah. The floor is yours, sir.
All right. You just want to kind of go back and forth?
Yes, absolutely. Got to write these down.
All right. So I think probably the most versatile guy I could choose. Now, he's not really a force to be reckoned with when you look at the guy. David Bowie.
That was a consideration for me. You got so much versatility.
Yeah. Because, I mean, he was Major Tom. He was Ziggy Stardust. The Thin White Duke. Gotta love that. He was also Aladdin Sane, a sad clown, and the Blind Prophet was his last character. But this is a guy that kind of made for the wrestling world. Because that's a lifetime's worth of characters.
Oh, yeah. You know?
But real scrawny guy, like I said, he would have to be in the light heavyweight division. Finisher, you know, I looked this up, the wham bam, thank you, ma'am. You know, famous line from Suffragette City. That's actually like a super famouser.
Yeah.
That a guy uses. So Bowie was the first guy that popped up just because of the versatility.
Yeah, that you could do so much. I mean, you could do a whole Bowie line with all the characters, the gimmicks, things like that. Like you could really go deep. If you did certain eras of the 70s, you could have the different heads. Like, I'm not comparing him to Jeff Hardy right now, Kevin. Hear me out. But like Jeff Hardy sometimes comes with multiple painted heads in the same figure. But you could do a similar thing with Bowie's heads, you know, in the same figure, you know, make an excellent ultimate edition type. That would be fun. Yeah, Bowie was in consideration for me. The first one, because I did go fictional, is Derek Smalls from Spinal Tap. Just
there you go.
The get up, you know, from the first time I saw the intro to Big Bottom, you know, on the bass. Everybody's playing bass with the drums.
I love how he's got the double bass and they're both 4-string basses.
Yes.
So there's no reason to have a double. It's just for more bass.
Yes.
Well, of course, you got to have that accessory with the tinfoil.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you've got so many things that you could do, but like he is shirtless. You know, he could have the bandolier, the double bass, you know, whatever, you know, kind of thing. But just for some reason, like, and I've got the Spinal Tap book, like I got Kevin and I had a copy of it, and it, like on the back it says smell the book. Like, but just it's one of the last productions of Rob Reiner. Like they put together like their memoir, their thoughts of making of Spinal Tap. I'm very much looking forward to reading it. I've got a couple other books in line before it, but yeah, Derek Smalls, just to, he's a utility player there. So, but it was really hard not to just go straight Spinal Tap across the board, just straight Lone Rangers across the board. I'm going to throw that out there right now. I'm not. Mm-hmm. I'm going to diversify. But Derek Smalls, of all the Spinal Tap people, like that mustache, that, you know, the hair, like, that's how I picture Kevin playing in y'all's band. Like when you were coming up, not a better line. Like that's Kevin, right?
I'm fairly certain he was a pretty big influence. I mean, man, I didn't know that Tap had a Smell the Book out.
It just came out this year.
I'm gonna have to look that up.
Amazon link, because the I saw it at Barnes and Noble, and I got each of us a copy for less than what the Barnes and Noble price was.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man.
It's a good one. Like, it's got them, the original Spinal Tap, like the photo of the band, and then on the back it's got like a Spinal Tap 2 photo of McKeon, everybody on the back. So
yeah,
Derek Small.
That's a good pick. All right, next up, I'm going to go with Peter Steele from Type O Negative.
Nice.
He was the front man, bass player. This is a real bass player heavy kind of list, because I had Lemmy, but you mentioned him already. I mean, Lemmy, great look. But Peter Steele, he's a guy who could actually be a force in the ring. He was 6'8", had long black hair, just tough-looking, creepy guy. You know, he would have been a good guy to have around, and maybe one of those darker stables like the Brood or the Ministry or something. But as I was thinking about my favorite like musician characters, like most of them are like scrawny little white guys, you know?
Yeah, most of them.
But I figured I'd throw some variety in there with Type O Negative guy.
That's definitely variety and size. Holy crap. Some size.
6'8", yeah. He could match up in there, you know. Honorable mention, Chris Novoselic, another bass guy.
Yeah.
6'7". But he doesn't got the figure. He's kind of a, you know, dopey, bumbling bass player. But they could be an alliance, right? A couple of big bass players.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, that's, I get a real Brothers of Destruction vibe. Like, you know, kind of thing. Like, you could do that. Or the Bludgeon Brothers. You know, even if you do that, you know, you could smash them with basses. Well, I, oddly enough, went with a bigger guy for my second one, because I know they've done some McFarlane stuff, but Zach Wilde.
Oh yeah,
Black Label vest and everything like that. You could add the accessory Viking helmet and things. Like he is a giant, giant man. Loves the gym and everything. But I think you could do a lot of different fun things, like, you know, the accessories and stuff like that.
He wears a kilt, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah, you got all sorts of options. You can do different things with like the biker thing. I know there's the famous photo with the big, like, the Native American headdress on and stuff like that. Like, you could have all sorts of fun with that. But I love the idea of the guitar accessories, because the different things that he's played over the years is just, it's some fantastic stuff. Again, big guy. I'm a huge fan, like, of his, you know, kind of the Black Label Society stuff. I'm big into, like, I very much enjoy kind of the bluesy feel mixed with the rock and all these things. So you feel a lot of soul in those albums, and that's why Zach made my list.
Yeah, Zach's a good pick. How would you feel about him, like, teaming up with Berserker?
Well, I was going to say you could actually do the Viking Raiders or War Raiders or whoever they're called today, like a legit leader. If you wanted a faction with those guys. But yeah, the Berserker was, you know, that's not a bad call either. They both got the kind of crazy to them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good pick. Man, I texted you last night when we were kind of talking about this. Unfortunately, the musicians in wrestling thing has most of the time not worked out great.
No.
It's fun to book. But, yeah, it's kind of tough to limit it to three. I'm going to give a few honorable mentions who are like just complete groups before I give you my final one.
Yeah.
So, Rammstein.
Nice.
That would be a cool faction. You know, they got the makeup, the whole production bit. They're all about the fire. Who I think would be a little more interesting would be Gwar. They're known as the scum dogs of the universe.
Yeah. Like
their whole getup is their intergalactic chaos warriors who were sent to Earth. It would be like an ICP kind of a thing, basically. So Gwar, those are kind of some built-in characters.
There's JCW, the Juggalo Championship Wrestling. You could have Gwar Championship Wrestling, you know. But they already have a GCW, so we can't.
That's true. They'd come up with something. I've been to a few Gwar shows. They're something else. They chop up celebrities, and it's a whole thing. But lastly, on the bands for honorable mention, got the Ramones. So four scrawny white guys, they'd be natural enemies of the four little Asian guys, Kai and Tai. Right?
Yeah.
You could add Razor in there.
Yeah.
They had like a uniform look, which I think would work. And last but not least, I got to mention this guy. Kind of want to give him a moment of silence here. Friend of the family, guitar player, Elliot Berger, just passed away a couple weeks ago. And we actually, I don't remember if it was Kevin or I, but we actually made a creator wrestler of him.
Yeah.
Way back in the No Mercy or WrestleMania 2000 days. Because he would come to band practice at my place with like the shortest ripped jean shorts you've ever seen. Like just way up there. And the bleached blonde hair, all like, you know, Duff McKagan style.
Yeah.
You know, wearing a shirt like half the time. That kind of character. So he was definitely a character, and he got his own guy in the game, so just wanted to give him a quick shout out. But my third guy, he's going to be an opposite of Peter Steele, but I think they would work together. It's Glenn Danzig. So Glenn Danzig, he's on the other end of the spectrum. He is 5'3". So short guy, but he's built. He's evil looking. He's mean. Kind of reminds me of like maybe a Jackal, but more of a tough guy Jackal.
Yeah.
Kind of character. But he's got the evil business in the bag, man. Great voice on him. So, yeah, I think I'm going Glenn Danzig is kind of an eclectic bunch, almost a full band with Danzig and Bowie and Peter Steele.
Yeah, I that is unique. I was trying to like build the band, you know, as I was going through this. That was, again, we've talked about all sorts of different things. I had several come to mind, and I debated on, like, I'd looked at, you know, the character from we get Static X, you know, again, honorable mention, not,
you know, oh, yeah.
Plain, yeah, with that hair, you know.
That's quite the look, yep. About Meatloaf.
Yeah, yeah, Meatloaf.
Big fella. You could drop an elbow.
I debated on some of the old school, like the Blues Brothers era type stuff, like Matt Guitar Murphy, Steve Cropper, like, you know, I went all over the map with this because I was like, this could be really fun. And then like Derek Smalls hit me and it just kind of derailed a lot of things. Like I was, all right, I could build like a little band here, you know, so to speak.
Right.
And I was torn because I didn't know if I was going to go with a drummer or just like a lead vocalist, even though, you know, Zach could do the lead vocals and things like that.
Mm.
So when I go to drummers, like immediately my mind goes to Bonham, to Charlie from the Rolling Stones, Neil, you know, for Rush, you know, all these different names going through. But man, it was so tough. I really just, from listening to the music this week on Random and Run, I'm going David Lee Roth. That's my last one. Just possibly to make Kevin furious. I said, I don't know why Ice Cream Man played the other day. And I was just like, man, he's got to be on my list. It's David Lee Roth. I said, I don't know how. I don't know where I'm going with this list. Not saying as a wrestler, but just Diamond Dave. Like,
he is a character.
You got
a good figure.
Yeah. Like, he would look like a lost rocker, like from back in the day. Like, you know, could be teamed up with Marty and Sean, you know, with all the get-ups and stuff like that. Like, that's, you know, he was heavily themed. But yeah, David Lee Roth is where it fell. I thought about just really infuriating Kevin, saying Willie Nelson from, was it WrestleMania 7 with all the gear on? Like, the merchant.
Oh, yeah, man. All the gear. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, David Lee Roth, he kind of reminds me of, like, he's like a more obnoxious version of Jeff Jarrett, the yep. Double J character when he's this country guy. Just more over the top. I think it would have worked.
Yeah. I think it would have been far better than, like, your Van Hammer, RIP. You know, I think he just passed recently, but, you know, they brought in Van Hammer to be like the heavy metal rocker kind of thing. And
he had kind of a long run, surprisingly.
To be, and I say this as nicely as I can, to be as mediocre in the ring as he was, and even worse on the stick, yeah, he had a long run. He had the physique, though. That was the thing. Like, there was very much an era in the 90s where body guys could stay in the business a lot longer.
Mm-hmm. Who do you think is the most successful, you know, the guy who's merged the music and wrestling the best?
As far as gimmick?
I mean, Elias is all right.
Yeah.
He's a modern selection. That's pretty good.
Yeah, he got over probably Honky Tonk Man.
Oh, yeah, Honky couldn't play a lick, but it was great.
Yeah, he had sideburns like Elvis and could grow that hair with that little sprig, so Wayne Ferris got over because of that.
We've had like an influx in recent years, none of which I'm a huge fan of. You know, talking to Bad Bunny, Travis Scott.
Yeah, I don't.
Snoop, Jelly Roll.
I don't get a lot of that. It's one of the things, like, they're incorporating Jelly Roll, and I'm sure that's TKO's idea to branch out and get new views, whatever, but it's not for me.
I was thinking about this, and there, you know, a bunch of backlash about what they did with the main event for Night One of Mania, but as, like, if you're not a wrestling fan, if you're just a TKO guy, and you're like, okay, there's this guy on the TV, Mr. McAfee, and whatever, 20, 30 million people watch him every day. Of course it makes sense to have him on the show, because that's going to draw folks. But it didn't work.
No.
Yeah, that's kind of another tangent altogether. But I remember the Misfits and the No Limit Soldiers. WCW.
Yeah.
That was pretty rough. Misfits kind of looked the part, actually. That's Misfits minus Danzig.
Right.
They're big, muscular dudes, but I think they got saddled with Vampiro.
Yeah. Yeah, they got saddled with Vampiro. There was also the Demon. Kiss.
From Kiss. Oh, yeah.
They were writing checks to Kiss to have this guy on TV that was not. I remember they had that whole big production, and like Kiss was there live to sing God of Thunder as the dude came out, I think, on Thunder, like, to wrestle. And he was a impressive physique, like the guy that played the Demon, like, he was fairly impressive. But I don't know, WCW did some things that, after watching the Hogan documentary, like, it reminded me of some of the stuff. That, man, they were not in tune. Like, they just thought, oh, yeah, this is a great idea. this is perfect. And it goes back to, I will give Vince McMahon credit because he served, I guess, as like a governor, or hey, maybe not go out and do this. Like, I know there was one of the things where Piper and Hogan had a contract signing at the end of one of the pay-per-views. And they had like a whole pull apart thing, whatever. And it's like they had to keep getting in the last word, where Vince McMahon would have been like, cut it off. Like, it's,
oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Hogan and Piper just kept going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And I was like, okay, this is getting, like, you could have stopped like five jabs ago and been, but no, you kept beating the dead horse.
Didn't it go off the air like that?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh man. If we were taking guys who were just like guests at WrestleMania, there's a few good ones. I mean, Ozzy and Alice Cooper, those are legendary characters. You mentioned Slick Willie Nelson with his all his merch gear. You mentioned the Blues Brothers, out Ray Charles, right? Yeah. You know, the amazing blind technician. That could be something. I like when he plugs the guy and or shoots at the guy in Blues Brothers who's trying to rip him off in the store. Yeah, this is a fun fantasy booking mission there.
Yeah, it's something that I know that was, it goes back to the roots of our Tots days, you know, when we were fantasy booking lines, that we've gotten some of these figures, like, you know, I know like Lou Albano, I can see the Captain Lou figure, you know, within 5 feet of me right now, different ones across the eras of, I guess, wrestling and things like that nature, you know, Jesse the Body Ventura, I know we've booked in the past and I have multiple Jesse the Body figures now, so it's one of those things that, you know, it's come to fruition, but that is it for, I guess, this segment of the mission that would, you know, typically is brought to you by J&J Figures, jjfigures.com. You can find them on whatnot, J-A-N-D-J Figures, also all social media. Look out for the boys, like, they're making more and more of the toy expos, the toy shows, things like that. I know they've done a lot less on whatnot, but it's just because they are booming out the scene with the website, everything like that. So jjfigures.com, you can go check them out. If you're looking for something, you can reach out to these guys. They are always hunting. They are always finding gold. But that takes us to the next segment, which, you know, we've always debated, you know, the mission or trophies we get to. Now, Duke, I don't know if there's any particular trophies you want to highlight in this one. I actually have a few of the big variety for once.
Oh, nice. Yeah, you gave me a preview taste of what you got. Yeah, I got just a couple. I'll let you take her away. So I picked up a black Gibson Epiphone Les Paul.
Nice.
Plays like a charm. I think it's made in Korea. It's a real nice guitar. It was the first Les Paul I've owned. I've never owned a just straight Gibson, because for whatever reason, you take that Epiphone name off the guitar and it's a $5,000 guitar.
Yeah.
But this one will do.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty pumped about that. Also, got a new band I've been playing with called Who'da Thunk It.
Nice.
We play some bluesy, funky stuff, and just had our first gig a couple weeks ago. So just a couple of minor trophies.
Hey, it still wins, though. The guitar sounds awesome. I know there was a, and I wish, you know, hindsight being what it was, I would have went ahead and bought. They had one of the Zakk Wylde guitars, like with the spiral pattern and everything like that, like the bullseye. Oh, like
the bullseye deal, yeah.
They had an Epiphone with that I wish I'd have bought. You know, at the same time, I bought a Jackson, just a standard guitar that they had on like stupid clearance. And I was like, hey, you know what? For $70, sold.
No, so, that ain't bad.
Yeah, it was an insane clearance. I think it was originally like $350 or something like that. So I was like, sweet, sold. It's in the closet behind me here. For trophies this week, I did get hit up by the J I got myself, and I don't know if he ordered one yet. We'll have to wait for his trophies, because he said he's got a lot incoming, which may get him in trouble with the wife. But I got my crush from the latest, and I may have ordered Kevin one in case he needs it. I don't know. It's a,
you know, that Demolition Crush?
That's Demolition Crush, yeah. The most recent version of it. So I have both crushes. I have both sets of Elite Demolition figures now, all complete, along with Mr. Fuji with the face paint. So pretty excited about the Demolition shelf coming along. Also in that box, I had ordered the most recent Rhea Ripley that had like the mask from WrestleMania and everything like in it, the Ultimate Edition. But then I got the Hulkster with the tearing of the shirt. This edition is top shelf. I love this. The fact that it's a molded shirt, so it's actually like he's ripping it.
It's like mid-rip.
Yeah. It's going to display beautifully. Like I'm very much, I've got to reorganize because the holster shelf is kind of full. So maybe moving some stuff around again, moving some things from the collection here. But
How many Hulksters do you think you have?
I can count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 20 right now that I can see. Oh, wait, Hollywood Hogan's. Oh, God. There's so many more. It just grew.
Is he the most represented guy in the collection?
No.
Is that Savage?
Oh, yeah. There's a whole 4-foot-long shelf full of Savage figures.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's a lot of Lucy's. I got a few on card. I've got my Holy Grail, the Macho King ringside exclusive on card, as well as a Defining Moments, like each WrestleMania 3, WrestleMania 7 on card. The Slim Jim Macho that came out. Yeah, Macho dwarfs total. Like, it's. Yeah, there's a lot.
Mm.
There's several Sherry's up there, too. So, you know, that's
nice.
Yeah, represent.
Gotta have Sherry up there. Yeah, that's a cool Hulkster, man.
Yeah, I'm very excited. I wish they had Macho Man because they were going to do an Ultimate Edition of the WrestleMania 7 that they did Defining Moments. I really wish it would have came out. Unfortunately, they lost the licensing when Lanny died. So, hopefully they get that sorted out and get that figure into our hands. We will see. Picked up some cards because Johnny and I are into baseball again and doing baseball. And the last thing, just because Jackie at work finds all this neat stuff, a Harry Carey bobblehead when he was from his time with the St. Louis Cardinals. This is pre Cubs. Apparently, he was letting known he was being let go live during the middle of a call for a Cardinals game. And still handled himself professionally and everything, called the rest of the game. No animosity, no nothing, just ever the radio professional. But, yeah, I got the Harry Carey, and it talks. It's going on the baseball shelf as I'm probably making room. Young Mr. Klintzman, John's son, Corbin, I'm probably going to send him some collectibles just to add to his. He's a catcher in baseball, and I've got like a catcher's mask and a really old U.S. Army catcher's mask and stuff like that, and I may send his way, like, hey, display this proudly. So, yeah, that's kind of a short week. Not a huge one, but, well, I'd say not a huge in quantity, but huge in nostalgia and excitement. You know, again, Crush and Holt and Harry Carey, you know, that's a good time.
Yeah, that's a good, that's a good week for sure.
Yeah, but, we will bring this into the station here. You got anything you would like to plug on this episode?
Well, Kevin and I are plowing our way through season 10 of the Year Of. Coming up,
plowing is a great term for what you guys are doing. Just
sticking it right in there. Yeah, we just covered the infamous King of the Ring 98.
Yeah,
you can listen to that bad boy. I think we got Fully Loaded coming up next.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, fun ride, man. It's this was at the time that the WWF finally, you know, the 83 weeks finally came to an end.
Yeah.
So this is like the hottest time ever. So it's been a lot of fun to watch that stuff and talk about it. Hopefully Kevin's back in the saddle here so we can continue with the season. He's been a pretty busy guy lately, but. Yeah, outside of that, you know, just Ted and the regulars, send a shout-out to them. Appreciate the Ted videos.
Oh, man, the AI Ted videos. I forgot to mention that. I don't get off the lawn. You know,
that kind of freaked me out.
The people are making, and then Ted sends us one. So, of course, yeah, those AI videos trying to, you know, branch off of Ted's good looks and good name, you know, all those things, that can get right off the lawn.
call.
But again, yeah, you can check us out on Twitter at TotsPod, at GBW Pods, at Year of Pod for all our Gorilla Brain Wrestling shows. You can find us at Bunt Force Pod on the Twitter, on Instagram, GBW Pods on Instagram as well. Facebook, Gorilla Brain Wrestling Podcast, ProWrestlingTees.com/GorillaBrain, first floor design. I am working on getting us some more stickers, as I've said. Hopefully that will be resolved by the next recording I know of Tots. So be on the lookout. We'll probably have some different things out there that if you listen to the pods and you give us a like or give us a, you know, we'll reach out to you. Hey, we'll send you some stickers just to, so as a little thank you. Really looking forward to how this company reacts to the Nards Cloud design of the Year Up Duke and Rogue. Sticker that emblem, that's going to be a good time. I'm anxious to see because I know some of the people in that company might be like, we can't print this, and some of them will be like, this is hysterical, we must print this. So I'm anxious to see. But again, the our family here, the Ted Manning, appreciate you guys. Johnny C holding down the Bunt Fourth Five with me, Dougie Nunyan, the collecting community, the Jays, the Shining Wizards, appreciate all of you guys for any and all help that you guys have done with our channel, with our shows. Even if you have to put up with Kevin, I guess that's, you know, the price we don't have to pay, you know, that you guys do. we appreciate all the love, support, the listeners, everything out there. Thank you for joining us. As Kevin would say, be good to one another, support one another. Have a great day, everybody.